Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Chumas of Samaches, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud and a Vilna source of daf. It's on Lamin Zayin Amud Beis, right at the beginning of the Gemara after the Mishnah. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Basim Yaakov Maisha Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Gemara continues with similar cases to the Mishnah. The Brisa tells us Achas Tmei of Achas Tahira. Let's say you have two boxes or baskets of Truma. One of them is Tamei, one of them is Tar, and Truma Tmei fell into one of them. So Ani Aymer L'Sarich Tmei Nafla. I say that it fell into the Tamei one because we're Tayel Lekula. Or another case where they're both Chulin Achas Mudumas Achas Ein. But the produce in one box already has a status of Maduma, and the produce in the other box does not have a status of Maduma, so I need Armel Dumas Nafla. I say the Truma that fell into the box that already had the status of Maduma, so the other box is Mutter. And another Kula, Achas Yeshba Kadela Halois, Achas Emba Kadela Halois. We have two boxes, one of them has enough Chulin to be Malo the amount of Truma that fell in, and the other one does not have enough, so I need I say, La Isa, She Yeshba Kadela Halois Nafla, that's the proper Girsa, or title that the Truma fell into the one that is able to be Malet, meaning to the one that has more. Now the Gemara continues. Clarifying this, Rav Shimon ben Lakish b'Shem bar Kapara Amar, Rish Lakish says in the name bar Kapara, v'hushyesh b'shniya roiv, that's only if the second box, the one that has chulin in it, has roiv. Meaning the only time we're going to be titled this truma fell into the box that has truma and not the chulin box, when we're talking about one box that has truma and the other box is chulin, that's only if the box that has chulin has roiv, and that way, even if the truma did fall into the chulin box, midaraisa, at least there would be bittul because we have roiv. And that's the only time we're going to be makel to say that the truma fell into the truma box. However, Rabbi Yechon says, even if that second box, the one that had the chulin, does not have roiv to be mevatel the truma midaraisa, still we're going to be taila and say that the truma fell into the truma box. So Gemara asks, "Machav shitas Rav Shimon Lakish?" It seems to be they have a steer and she does Rish Lakish, because Tamanu Aimer over there he says, and here's the proper girsa, ein sarich roiv, that you don't need roiv, and v'hacha amar hachin over here he says this. So over there is referring to a case where we have a mikvah of precisely 40 saw of kosher water, and one saw of mei peiros fell in, and we know that mei peiros is not kosher to be used as a mikvah, but this mikvah is still kosher because we already had 40 saw of kosher water. Now let's say the fellow took out a saw of water. We don't say that there's 39 saw of water and one saw of mei peiros making the mikvah puzzle. We say that there's 40 saw of kosher water. Now the question is, how much are we allowed to continue doing this? And we actually already had this previously in the Masechta. Meaning let's say another saw of mei peiros fell in and then he took out a saw, and then another saw of mei peiros fell in and then he took out a saw. So Kodresh Lakish, we can continue going with this. And that's even if the majority over here ends up being mei peiros, it doesn't make a difference because every saw of mei peiros that falls in becomes batel, and even though another saw of water is being taken out, it's not like it's just the water that's being taken out, and we say that this remains a kosher mikvah. So it seems we have a stira, because in the case of the mikvah, we don't need to have roiv kosher mikvah water. But in our case, Rish Lakish is saying that we're only going to be makel that the truma fell into the truma if the box that had chulin had roiv to be mevatel it. So seemingly we do need roiv. So the answer is no problem. Taman b'shem garmei v'hacha b'shem bar kapara. Over there, when he doesn't require roiv, he's saying that in his own name. But over here, he's quoting bar kapara, and he doesn't actually hold of what Bar Kapara says. Some chesam based on top, we continue asking. It seems to be a vestir in the sheet of Rabbi Yechanan. Because Tamanu Amar over there, he says, and this is the proper girsa ad rubai, that we're only allowed to have up until the roiv of this mikvah be mei peiros. But the moment we have 21 saw of mei peiros fall into this mikvah, we don't say that there's bittel anymore, and the mikvah stops becoming kosher. V'hacha u'amar hachin. And over here he says this. Over here he says that we don't need roiv. So Gemara answers. Shani yachah. The case over here is different. Sheesh lo'imat litlos, because he has what to be taila on. Since we have two different boxes over here, we have Truma and Chulin, so we could be Taila that the Truma fell into the Truma, and wouldn't have to say the Truma fell into the Chulin, and therefore the Chulin doesn't need to have Rive in order to be Makel. But over there, there's nothing to be Taila on. If 21 Sav Mei Peiros fell into this Mikvah, so how exactly are we going to be Makel? And that's why Rabbi Yechon is Machmir over there, even though he could be Makel over here. I'm going to give you more cases. The Brisa says as follows. Shtei Kupais, we have two boxes. Achas Shel Truma Tmeya, V'Achas Shel Truma Tahira, that's the proper Girsa. One has Tamei Truma, the other has Tahara Truma. V'Nafal Shel Truma Tmeya, L'Seich Achas Mehen, and a Sav Truma Tmeya fell into one of them. V'ein yidul eiz mehen nafla, we don't know which one it fell into, so ani yomer say, l'seishchel tmeya nafla, it fell into the tamei one, that's the proper girsa. Now pay attention to the following, because we have a totally different girsa. V'tahayra loy seichel b'tahara, and the tar one cannot be eaten b'tahara, acheis chashev she'ein b'chol achas v'achas kebeitza, until you make a cheshbin, and that each part that you're kneading into a dough doesn't have more than a beitza. And the Gemara at the end is going to explain why that is. We get to you now seemingly talking about a case where we have two boxes, one of chulin, one of truma tmeya, and nafla saw truma tahira, a saw truma tahira fell into one of them. Ani Yomer, I say that l'sech shel truma tmei nafla, that it fell into the tamei truma one, and that's a kula because the chulin didn't have enough to mevatel it. But still, v'chulin yochlin nekudim, we have to eat the chulin nekudim, which means we have to eat it in a way that it's not going to be able to become tamei. And another scenario, shtei kupas, we have two boxes, achas shel truma tahira v'achas shel chulin tahirin, that's a proper girsa, one of tahar truma and one of tahar chulin. V'nafla saw truma tahira l'sech achas mehen, and truma tahira fell into one of them. V'en yadul eiz mehen nafla, we don't know which one it fell into. Ani Yomer, I say l'sech truma nafla. flaw that it fell into the truma one, machlon yechlon nekudin, and the chulin could be eaten like regular, and it doesn't have to be treated as truma. However, we have to eat it in a way that it doesn't become tamei. And still sticking with this case, where we have one box of truma tahira and one box of chulin tahirin, but this time it's nafla saw truma tamea, a saw truma tamea fell into one of them. So shtei asurais, both these boxes, the one of tar truma and the one of tar chulin, are aser. And why is that? Because manav shach ilusav truma nafla, if it fell into the truma one, aser. So it's aser because we have truma tamea falling into the truma tahira, and ilusav shach chulin nafla aser. If it fell into the chulin one, it's aser as well because of the truma, and we don't have enough to mevatel it. So that's why in this scenario, both of them are aser. Now we're just going to conclude with the following line, samach tes amar alpha on the top, and this is an explanation of the psak of the first three cases, lama, why is it? Meaning, why is it that even though we're saying that there's bittel, or that we're telling that it fell into this box and not that box, why is it that we have to eat the chulin in a state of tahara? Or the first psak in the brayso we had said that we're only allowed to eat it if every single part of it is less than a beitza. And the answer is, shesafik tamei tamei, v'safik meduma mutter. A safik tamei is tamei, but safik meduma is mutter. In other words, in all these scenarios, we're making and we're saying that we don't have a meduma mixture. And therefore that means that every bite he puts into his mouth, he can assume is chulin, and he doesn't have to have a safik that it's truma. However, in all these cases, we also have a safik tuma. Now the safik tuma never becomes batal. So therefore, when he wants to take this produce and turn it into a dough, for example, he still has to be chayshish that there's tuma here. Again, he doesn't have to be chayshish that there's truma, but he does have to be chayshish that there's tuma. And so that's why he has to eat it nekudim, which is either in a state of tahara, which is a way that he's making sure that it does not become tamei, or as we had said again in the first case of the braisa, that each one is less than a beitza, meaning if he's kneading doughs, he has to make each dough less than the size of a beitza, so tuma can't be transferred, and only then he knows for sure that he's not running into any tuma issues. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continuing to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.